Praise the Lord. That didn't sound that bad. Yeah, there's a lot of talking today, a lot of preaching on Romans 12:1. And bear with me for a moment, if you will, and have patience. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now you know what the good and perfect and acceptable will of God is. We've heard it over and over and over again. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know that in order to do that, you have to submit yourselves to the Lord. You have to obey the Lord. Now, that's where the catch comes. You see, because in the submitting your bodies a living sacrifice, there's this one little thing that keeps getting in the way. It's called fear. You may not believe it or understand it at first, but it's fear that keeps you from submitting. It's fear that keeps you from obeying. It's fear that wants you to hang on and not let go. I've been through this fear. I've seen this fear. I've overcome this fear. Not in the way that you might think. I will give you a couple examples of how the Lord taught me to overcome this fear. He had me under H. Richard Hall for a period of time. And we're in a tent revival out in the middle of a field that was full of sand spurs. And I was in the back of the tent. And Brother Hall was preaching, and somewhere in the preaching, I heard, fall on your face before the Lord and worship him. And when I heard this, I looked around, and I saw those sand spurs. Lord, he's got to be kidding, right? You know what happens? You fall face first into a pile of sand spurs. It's gonna hurt. And yet, to obey the Lord is to do it without question, to do it without fear, to do it without hesitation. Amen? So while I'm hesitating and fearing and questioning, two hands grabbed me by the ankles. Keep in mind, there was no one behind me. And went flip. My face hit first, my feet hit last. And I stayed there for a period of time. I don't know how long it was. I think Brother Hall got a kick out of it. He did notice it and made comment about it. But I know that when I got up, I mean, I was covered from head to foot. Sandspurs. But the pain that I feared wasn't there. I had no pain. None whatsoever. So I brushed the sandspurs off and started praising the Lord. There was another time I was called to preach in a field full of fire ants. And as I was preaching, the pirates started crawling up because I happened to pick their home site, I guess. And my first response was to run. And the Lord said, trust me, preach on. So I did. And I had fire ants from top of my head down to my feet. And they were chewing on me. No pain. After the service, people marveled. I went home, took a shower, got rid of the rest of them. No welts. I went to church that night. People came to show up just to see if I was still alive. You can die from fire ants. And I walked into church, and they looked at me, and they were amazed because there was not a single fire ant whelp on me. And I learned through experiences like this. The Lord taught me that by trusting Him and not letting fear enter in, that you can present your body a living sacrifice. You know, Isaac was a living sacrifice. And when Abraham placed him on that altar, Isaac wasn't a little six-year-old child. He was in his teens or early 20s. We know he was under 30. But he was well able physically to tell Abraham, you fool, I ain't getting up there. What's the matter with you? You could have slapped him in the dust. But he presented himself that living sacrifice and willingly submitted to his father and got upon that altar and laid himself down where his father could perform what God had said. And in that act of presenting himself a living sacrifice, not only was he justified by God, but Abraham was justified by God, and provision was made. When you are in the world and someone comes against you, fear will strike you. Fear that maybe you're not being treated right, or fear what people will think if you just shut your mouth and let it happen. What if he comes and hits me? Should I hit him back? I mean, you know, all kinds of fears come around. But when somebody jumps you or jumps on you and you feel it's unworthy or it's not right, whether it is or not, chances are it probably is, but you're not going to see it as being right. But whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Use that opportunity to submit yourself a living sacrifice to God and take that anger from that person onto yourself and give it to the Father. See, there's more to being a living sacrifice than just knocking down your own desires of what you want in the world. It's taking the sin off of others. It's taking their anger. It's taking their fears. It's taking their hurts. It's taking whatever it is that keeps them from receiving what God has for them, take it from them. Take it to yourself and present it to the Lord. Die to yourself for them. Most of the time when this message is preached about Romans 12, it's dying to yourself for yourself. Die to myself so I can live. It's all about me, right? But how about dying to yourself that others might live? That's the message I want you to hear. Somebody treats you wrong, die to yourself for that person. Be a living sacrifice for that person. Try it. Like a man said one day, no easy is simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And when you do it, you're drawing nigh unto God because He did it first. Amen.
what a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God my Jesus is.
God is moving. His spirit is moving right now. He's moving in New Hampshire. In a little trailer. With a woman that's been in pain for years. Gail, it's time to turn it loose. It's time to turn it loose. Give yourself to God as a sacrifice. Let it all go. Let it all go. God's moving in South Carolina. Let it go, Paul, let it go, let it go, let it go. He's moving right here at Grace Ranch. Turn it loose and let that stuff go. Get rid of it. Lay it down. You don't need it. God is moving. He's moving in the Philippines. Pastor Lloyd. The Lord has a calling on you. Lay yourself down. Let him have his way. And he will show himself mightily through you and your wife. Your son shall be delivered and total health restored and be given a sound mind, thus saith the Lord. I speak it and I believe it. Let it be as it said. God is moving. Let us move with him.
What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty